Hello, priatelia. Hello, friends. Welcome to the podcast Learn Slovak and More. This show is about learning Slovak language, Slovak culture, traditions, and everything in between. I'm your host, Božena, a native of Slovakia, Slovak language teacher, an unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you learn Slovak language at your best. This is season 6 and episode 7. Toto je sezóna 6 a epizóda 7. Today I'm talking about the Morena spring tradition in Slovakia. In the Slovak lesson, you will learn and practice some new words from my spring vocabulary. Then you will practice them in a short paragraph about spring. You will also learn how to ask, what do you like the most in Slovak? Tak čo poviete? I say, poďme na to! Hello a vítajte! Hello and welcome again! I'm so glad to have you here! If this is the first time that you are here and you are new to learning Slovak language, I recommend starting with the trailer episode so you can build up your vocabulary. Please click the button subscribe or follow in your app podcast and later leave a review about the part you enjoyed the most. I appreciate your feedback a lot. This is season 6, so if you are really interested in learning the Slovak language, I would recommend starting with the season 1. If you just want to listen to my podcast for fun, it doesn't matter where you start. You can also search episodes by a topic. If you want to re-listen to your favorite part of this episode, go to the timestamps to skip to the section you are interested in. Check my website www.bozenaslovak.com. Also, check my Instagram at bozenaslovak, where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcasts. Hej, hej, priatelia! Dnes je 20. marec a to znamená, že jar je tu oficiálne. Let me switch to English in case there are beginners listening to this episode. So again, today is the 20th of March and that means that spring is officially here. For many of us, spring means a new beginning and the arrival of more optimistic times associated with longer sunny days. Najviac sa mi páči, že, meaning I like the most that Mother Nature is coming alive and is birthing with new energy. In the faraway past in Slovakia, the first day of spring was associated with various traditions and customs. I already mentioned it to you. I also told you that before the arrival of Christianity, the life of our ancestors was influenced by Slavic deities, superstitions, myths, and magic. Their life was closely connected with nature, work in the fields, and each season radiated a different power. The winter season was especially hard. The country was covered in snow, and food supplies were running low. This period was ruled by Morena. Morena was a Slavic goddess associated with winter, nightmares, illness, and death. In some regions was Morena called Muriena, Marmoriena, Smrtka, Šmertka, Baba, Kiselica. The tradition of burning or drowning an effigy of Morena to celebrate the end of winter is a folk custom that survives not only in Slovakia, but also in Poland and the Czech Republic. It was originally a pagan ritual, the main principle of which was to favor nature in order to preserve the good health of farmers and animals and bring about a bountiful harvest. So, when the forces were leaving the winter and spring was approaching, bringing out Morena became an important part of the folk ritual. Girls made effigy of Morena out of straw, dressed it in woman's clothes, usually with a bonnet on its head. Morena was usually carried by unmarried girls. In some regions, unmarried men carried dedka, deda, or djada, a straw effigy in the form of an old man. Anyway, at sunrise, the girls assembled Morena and dragged her from house to house throughout the village. The girls sang a song in front of each house and got a reward for their efforts in the form of food. In some regions, not only girls, but also unmarried men took part in it. While marching through the village, Morena had to be turned directly towards the end of the village, away from the dwelling. If they carried Morena facing the house or farm, it would mean misfortune and illness for all its inhabitants. No one could make fun of Morena during the march through the village. People believe that whoever did that would get sick. It was also rumored that whoever Morena finds hungry in the house, he or she would not do well for the whole year. Morena was carried at the head of the procession to the stream, where they tore off her clothes, set her on fire, threw her into the flowing spring water, and threw stones at her. Whichever girl's stone hit Morena first meant that girl would get married within a year. The custom of throwing Morena into water was important not only to the young unmarried girls, but also to the older unmarried women who longed for marriage too. They carefully watched where Morena would travel with the stream. If she stopped by the house of an unmarried bachelor, he was supposed to become the future husband. Can you imagine that? Back then, people really believed in that. And most importantly, they believed that with this ritual, they would drive away all evil, all diseases, and say goodbye to winter. And at the same time, the ritual of burning, drowning, and washing away in the water made way for the arrival of spring and rebirth in all its forms. Thus, it symbolized the constant repeating cycle of life. There were many symbols in the ritual. For instance, spring was always represented by light. The light was supposed to overcome death, darkness, and obscurity. That's why Morena, as an outlaw, had to be carried out of the village, burned, drowned, and washed away. She had to be sacrificed to make way for a new life embodied in the form of spring. In our ancestors' time, spring was represented by Vesna or Živena. Vesna was the goddess of spring, youth, and life. She chased away Morena and brought revival to the frozen nature. The Vesna holidays are characterized by joy and merriment, which seem to symbolize the awakening from winter lethargy. Fun fact. Did you know that despite the thousand-year superstition of pagan rituals, the ritual of carrying Morena has been preserved to this day? During the communist era, it almost vanished, but today it's back with all the details. It's usually carried out by local folk groups, but recently, I also saw great involvement from school's teachers who organize mini rituals with their pupils. The most common date for carrying Morena is Smrtna Nedela, Postna Nedela 2 týždne pred Veľkou nocou, meaning Dead Sunday, which is the Sunday in Lent 2 weeks before Easter. Sometimes it's exactly on the first spring day, which puts us right back to today's topic, Prvý jarný deň. Alright, now let's get to our Slovak lesson. I'm inspired by the first spring day, so you're going to learn and practice words that remind me of spring at my grandmom's place. Prosím, dávajte pozor, meaning please pay attention. I'm going to use singular and plural forms Počúvajte a zopakujte. Number one. Žiarivé slnko, meaning bright sun. Repeat. Žiarivé slnko. One more time. Žiarivé slnko. Number two. Zelený púčik, singular, meaning green bud. Zelené púčiky, plural, meaning green buds. Repeat. Zelený púčik, zelené púčiky. One more time. Zelený púčik, zelené púčiky. Number three. Prvý kvet, meaning the first flower, singular. Prvé kvety, the first flowers, plural. Repeat. Prvý kvet, prvé kvety. One more time. Prvý kvet, prvé kvety. Number four. Sněžienka, sněžienky. Meaning snowdrop, snowdrops. Repeat. Sněžienka, sněžienky. One more time. Sněžienka, sněžienky. Number five. Fialka, fialky, meaning violet, violets. Repeat. Fialka, fialky. Number six. Prvosienka, prvosienky, meaning primrose, primroses. Repeat. Prvosienka, prvosienky. One more time. Repeat. Prvosienka, prvosienky. Number seven. Sedmokráska, sedmokrásky. Meaning daisy, daisies. Repeat. Sedmokráska, sedmokrásky. One more time. Sedmokráska, sedmokrásky. Number eight. Narcis, narcisy, meaning daffodil, daffodils. Repeat. Narcis, narcisy. One more time. Narcis, narcisy. Number nine. Tulipán, tulipány. Meaning tulip, tulips. Repeat. Tulipán, tulipány. One more time. Tulipán, tulipány. Number 10. Púpava, púpavy, meaning dandelion, dandelions. Repeat. Púpava, púpavy. One more time. Púpava, púpavy. Number 11. Sťahovavý vták, sťahovavé vtáky, or sťahovaví vtáci. Both are correct. Repeat. Sťahovavý vták, sťahovavé vtáky. Now let's do the second version. Repeat. sťahovavý vták, sťahovaví vtáci. Number 12. Lastovička, lastovičky. Meaning swallow, swallows. Repeat. Lastovička, lastovičky. One more time. Lastovička, lastovičky. Number 13. Bocian, bociany, meaning stork, storks. Repeat. Bocian, bociany. One more time. Bocian, bociany. Number 14. Škorec, škorce, meaning starling, starlings. Repeat. Škorec, škorce. One more time. Škorec, škorce. Number 15. Včela, včeli, meaning bee, bees. Repeat. Včela, včeli. One more time. Včela, včeli. Number 16. Motýl, motýle. Meaning butterfly, butterflies. Repeat. Motýl, motýle. One more time. Motýl, motýle. Number 17. Kuriatko, kuriatka. Meaning chick, chicks. Repeat. Kuriatko, kuriatka. One more time. Kuriatko, kuriatka. Number 18. Husatko, husatka, meaning gosling, goslings. Repeat. Husatko, husatka. One more time. Husatko, husatka. Number 19. Kačiatko, kačiatka, meaning duckling, ducklings. Repeat. Kačiatko, kačiatka. One more time. Kačiatko, kačiatka. And the phrase for today, number 20. Čo sa vám páči najviac? Meaning, what do you like the most? Repeat. Páči najviac. Next. Čo sa vám páči? And the whole sentence. Repeat. Čo sa vám páči najviac? One more time. Čo sa vám páči najviac? All right. Let's practice it in some sentences. Najprv počúvajte. First, just listen. Jar. Konečne tu máme mesiac marec. V marci sa tešíme na prvý jarný deň. Zima sa oficiálne skončí a s ňou aj kráľovstvo sivých farieb. Jar je pestrofarebná a okúzľujúca. Na jar sa dejú v prírode zázraky. Slniečko žiari už od skorého rána. Stromy sa prebúdzajú a začínajú pučať. Prvé jarné kvietky vykúkajú spod zeme. Zvieratá sa prebúdzajú z dlhého zimného spánku. Vtáčiky hlasno štebocú. Čo sa vám páči na jari najviac? Alright, let's go to the top sentence by sentence. Number one. Konečne tu máme mesiac marec. Meaning, finally the month of March is here. Number two. V marci sa tešíme na prvý jarný deň. Meaning, in March, we look forward to the first day of spring. Number three. Zima sa oficiálne skončí a s ňou aj kráľovstvo sivých farieb. Meaning, winter will officially end and with it the kingdom of gray colors. Number four. Jar je pestrofarebná a okúzľujúca. Meaning, spring is colorful and enchanting. Number five. Na jar sa dejú v prírode zázraky. Meaning, in spring, miracles happen in nature. Number six. Slniečko žiari už od skorého rána. Meaning, the sun has been shining since early morning. Number seven. Stromy sa prebúdzajú a začínajú pučať. Meaning, the trees wake up and start to bud. Number eight. Prvé jarné kvietky vykukujú spod zeme. Meaning, the first spring flowers are peeking out from under the ground. Number nine. Zvieratá sa prebúdzajú z dlhého zimného spánku. Meaning, animals are waking up from their long winter sleep. Number ten. Vtáčiky hlasno štebocú. Meaning, birds are loudly chirping. Number 11. Čo sa vám páči na jari najviac? Meaning, what do you like most about spring? Alright, to je všetko pre dnešok. That is all for today. I recommend that you listen to the Slovak lesson a couple of times to reinforce the learning of the language. Download the episodes so you can go back to them as many times as you need. And don't just passively listen to Slovak words or sentences. Please repeat them out loud. Yes, I know. I've already said it. I also recommend recording yourself and listening to your recording to hear how your pronunciation is. This way you can get some feedback on it right away. If you have any questions, send it to my email hello@bozenaslovak.com. Check my website www.bozenaslovak.com. Also check my Instagram @bozenaslovaks. Where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I am grateful that you listened to the end of this episode. I will be back next time with more. Check out the notes about my podcast and please tell everyone about this podcast so they can enjoy it too. Thank you. And until I hear from you again, ciao. Ďakujem a do počutia.